look at what happened here. Welcome to Highly Questionable. The Heat beat the Bucks, and look who comes into work today and says, I'm sitting right in the middle of everything that's happening here. That's Poppy and Bomani Jones. Let's get started.
Are you ready to doubt the Bucks again?
We've arrived at this special place with the Bucks when we only talk about them when they lose. We only talk about them when it's time to doubt them. And if there is one doubt, and I think there is only one on what has been a historic Bucks team, it's what you saw yesterday. Can someone actually limit Giannis in a playoff series? That someone yesterday was Bam Adebayo. He guards everyone for the Heat. He guards Bradley Beal. He's the special kind of evolutionary extraterrestrial that can guard anybody in that sport. And he clearly bothered Giannis, who was 0 for 10 whenever Adebayo was guarding him. It's the one weakness, Bomani, this team has, and it's the only one this team has.
Yo, the thing about Giannis is he's quick and fast enough to get by most people. And then if it's close, he normally can duck that shoulder around and pin you off. Adebayo is quick enough where he can't do that part and strong enough where he can't be muscled. And then from there, you get stuck with how well can Giannis shoot? And the reality is while he's been great this season, the shooting hasn't really been much better. He's still a 31-32% three-point shooter. You don't feel confident when he goes up for a jump shot. And if teams can force him to take jumpers, and the Heat did that in large part because of Adebayo, and they started running those cowardly zones with everybody looking at them, then what happens to the Bucks offense? They're letting this dude take, like 37, 38% of the shots when he's out there. So what are you supposed to do if he can't get good shots? Because if he can't get ones that are good for him, how can he get good ones for other people?
Oh, the great freak. He should be suspended.
What? Why would you suspend him?
Here comes Crowder. Hill is helpless.
Oh, doing that to Goran Dragic, who likes to stand in the way of people on those fast breaks.
Yeah.
Oh, that big guy. All he does is pick on the little ones, you know? You got to find another one of his own size.
Yeah, they don't make those, Bobby. They don't.
There
they
are
don't
none
really
of those, Bobby.
Could we see a sports being played in empty arenas soon?
Okay, this is the producers basically saying, hey, can you guys talk for a while about the coronavirus and how it'll impact sports in the States, given the fact that South Korea and Italy have already done this, where you have some games being played in empty arenas. The problem in this country with that, Bomani, even as the NHL and the NBA are sending out memos telling people what to do in case of the coronavirus, is that money leads us in sports. And so the more money that can be had at the gate, the less likely your game is to not have a crowd in it. They prefer to cancel the game and come back in America and play it at another time when they can collect all that gate. It's not likely at all in our country that any of the big sports are going to end up being affected by this unless we're all affected by this.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they were to cancel those games, when can they reschedule in the NBA, for example? Like, how would you go about doing this? I don't know how long it's going to be a decision that's truly within the hands of the sports leagues. They can say that they're having the games. How long are people actually going to voluntarily keep showing up? Because the numbers of people who have this are only going to go up, right? We're not going to get a point where people are like, hey, man, this thing is slowing down. Like, whatever concern that people have about it, that's only going to be amplified after a week. It's only going to be amplified after a couple of weeks. And so they can say, hey, you guys come on in if you want to. It's going to be about who's brave enough to do it. And I don't know how long I'm going to be brave about this. I'm about to have to quit riding the subway if this keeps going.
Hell, this should be no problem. You know, the Marlins, they have been playing in an empty stadium for years now.
That's right. The Marlins will keep playing the games. Look, this is what it looks like, South Florida baseball, when all of a sudden an epidemic is roaming around.
No, that does look like the health department just showed up and gave them a C-.
Are the Knicks right to clap back at Spike Lee?
Oh, this is so bad. Such a bad look. And it's the only kind of look the Knicks can ever put on as a costume these days, because they go after some of their most beloved people. They had Charles Oakley let out of the arena. And then Spike Lee is trying to get through an entrance that he says he's been going through 28 years. And what ends up happening is the Knicks call his claims laughable when he goes on to First Take and makes more of a scene about this and says he's done with the Knicks for the season. Not only that, the Knicks send out photos of Spike Lee shaking hands with James Dolan. But here's Spike Lee on First Take.
Hold it, Max. You just said you're being harassed?
Yes.
Are you going back to a Knicks game this year?
Not this year.
Are you
No, I'm coming back next year, but I'm done for the season. I'm done.
I love this as serious journalism because they treated it as serious journalism. And Spike Lee has an agenda here when he's going on First Take on what wasn't a scheduled appearance and he's embarrassing the franchise that he loves. It is not smart to go back and forth with your most famous fan, a guy who consistently cares when many other people don't, and a guy who says he spent $10 million over the years to have those courtside seats, Bomani.
Yeah, no, the Knicks might be right in what they said, right? There is a he said component to this that we're not going to get to the bottom of, at least not by the time we get through with this segment. So we're going to see about that, right? At the same time, if you're the Knicks, this club has one regular. That regular is Spike Lee. He is the only person who really wants to watch this basketball team all the time. He wants to see it from up close. I would never want to see something so horrific so closely myself. But he's the one. So when you put out your statement, you say, we're going to talk to Spike. This has been unfortunate. Hopefully we can get this thing settled. You don't get anything out of slamming him. At the same time, I do wonder if it's difficult for it to connect with some people, the idea that he was not able to use the employee elevator as opposed to the VIP elevator. I understand what his point might be. I get why you might not understand, but if it's against Jim Dolan, Spike's going to have an army.
I tell you one thing. I love the glasses on the hat that he's wearing in that interview. I'm
Let's
telling you,
he's looking sharp.
That's right.
It's Knicks fan paraphernalia, is it not? He's done with the team, but he's still going out there dressed like an 11-year-old in his pajamas.
He's just not going to the games. He's still going to be about the Knicks. He still rides for the set. He just, you know, doesn't want to be in a position to maybe get forcibly ejected.
Is Coach K right that critics shouldn't question his coaching?
I look forward to what Bomani has to say about this. He knows Duke, North Carolina more than most people. Duke beat North Carolina State last night. And Coach K, when he had this win, the last time they played NC State, they lost by 22 points. Here they beat him by double digits, and he's not here for your criticism.
These kids are 18 and 19 years old. I mean, you can question my coaching and what the hell. And then when you do question it, by the way, just come into Cameron and look up in the ceiling. All right, and then and find out if you should question that, you know. But don't do anything with our players. You know, just support them.
I agree with the last sentiment there, where I don't believe that we should treat these college kids like professional and engulf them in professional criticism. But I want to get into what Coach K is saying here, because I don't have the credentials. I don't have the expertise. I would not dare to say that this man cannot coach or is less of a coach. But if I were trying to construct that argument, Bomani, the whole game has changed, and he still has poor three-point shooting teams out there. While he still gets a lot of the great players, he's not getting a whole lot of the great shooters. So that is a criticism I'd file toward him. I don't know how many you have.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's open to criticism, as anybody in that job is open to criticism. He couldn't live a day in Roy Williams' shoes if this level of criticism, whatever it was that he received after the Virginia loss, was enough for him to be like, you guys need to look up and check out the banners. Maybe people should have done that after the Stephen F. Austin loss. Like, immediately after you lost at home, the Stephen F. Austin should have been like, oh, yeah, but that's right. Banners up here. It's almost like you didn't lose to Stephen F. Austin this year or something like that, right? He is the man. He is the coach of his generation. He's the all-time winningest coach. All of those things. I was a little surprised to hear him say that, because I don't even know how many people have legitimately questioned his coaching this year. Maybe they found the results to be disappointing, but it's not like anybody's trying to run Krzyzewski off his job.
I don't know, man. He's setting a real bad example for his team. Do you see he running around? He can't run for
Okay, let's see him running around. Let's see him run around.
What's the matter?
I mean, to be fair to him, though, he is at that age where all that pounding on the court, I mean, he might feel that run tomorrow.
Poppy, you know this. He's your age, Poppy. He's about your age.
Yeah, but I can run. Look at him. Look at him. Got no speed.
Poppy, you said that you can run faster than Coach K, that you can move, but we have evidence to the contrary. You do not move very quickly. There it is.
Come on.
Look at that. What do you mean, look at
that,
Poppy?
Look at
that. Put it in real speed.
I just had lunch, you know. I mean, that's it. You know,
that's
my belly
why.
Was full.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. That's right.
I mean, that's still about the same speed as Coach K.
Is Lloyd Pierce worthy of your sympathy?
Okay, if you were asking yourself, who is Lloyd Pierce? He is the coach of the Atlanta Hawks. They seem lost. They are not very good offensively or defensively. And last night, in a game where they got blown out by like 40 at home against Memphis, here's what Lloyd Pierce, a broken Lloyd Pierce, had to say after the game.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I got nothing for you guys. You can ask away. I got nothing for you.
there a teachable moment here at all?
I don't know what to teach. You can't teach effort. You can talk about it. Effort is effort. Yep.
There it is. 40 incredibly sad seconds. I'm not joking here when I tell you that I've watched a lot of NBA basketball this year, and that is the first time I'm looking at Lloyd Pierce and realizing that he's the coach of the Hawks. I did not know that the coach of the Hawks looked like that person. And so when I'm watching all of this, Bomani, and I see that the Hawks are a totally broken team, a coach has to talk about the effort because it's one thing that's out of his control that is in his players' control. And to look in the mirror or to look at this team and say, we're simply really bad is a lot harder to do than to just question effort. It's not like Memphis came out of the doors with a whole lot of momentum that sent them reeling early in the game. They did not score until 7:50 or so mark in the first quarter. They went 4-something minutes in that game without scoring a point. They still end up winning by 40.
Yeah, man, but let's give this man some credit. That's a great trick. I got nothing. Ask away. And then one person asks the question and you say, I got nothing. And everybody else says, well, man, I guess he got nothing. And that's how you get off that table quickly as possible. He played that part well. But I want to go back to something you said that I did not fully realize. The Hawks have reached the point where teams are spotting them baskets. They're giving them 4 minutes. Like, do whatever it is that you need to do. And they still lose them by 40? What?
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Everybody loves a chubby baller. I see you there, Clump.
He is a team manager.
Here we go.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Domino's. Use Domino's Bypass to bypass the carrier line and get in and out fast. Time to play the game that feels like the good old days. Do you question?
You give us topics and events and we question them.
Do you question how this happened?
Okay, we are covering this Grizzlies-Hawks game as if it was a very important game. Let's check in with Josh Jackson. He plays for Memphis, top five pick. What did he do?
Yeah, it's been a long time since that top five.
Here's a takeaway. Jackson's going to go up and miss the
chance. Oh, no. What happened there?
A game where the Grizzlies got dudes who do things like this, the Hawks lost by 40. Let us stop and appreciate that for a moment, because you know what just dawned on me with this. You know about my thing with the Falcons narcotic, right? Do you know the day that I quit the Hawks narcotic?
No,
February 24th, 1994, the day they traded Dominique Wilkins. I was like, I'm out on this. Why would I do that? And I feel like whenever something like that happens to the Hawks, how are y'all losing to a team that does this? Because you traded Dominique. That's why. Everything else would have been better if you hadn't traded Dominique.
Do you question if baseball is on to something?
Okay, we've got real access here, not this faux access that the leagues give you sometimes because we have these broadcast partnerships and we're allowed to ask a coach two meaningless questions during a intermission between quarters of an NBA game. But look at this here where Chris Bryant is mic'd up and you can hear him talking to the announcers really relaxed. Anthony Rizzo is mic'd up as well. Let's check in with Rizzo first.
I'm feeling a heater right here because I've only seen one today. From him?
Oh.
I'm going to go to her.
You okay?
No, I'm not. Wow. That's good, man.
There isn't a lot of action in these games now that it's all or nothing, and so this represents more action.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Get there. Get down. Dang it.
Foul.
What was that?
Basketball. Early on. Now I'm tired.
We didn't even play Rizzo saying, making the cheating joke of saying, I don't know what's coming right now. Somebody bang on something for me so I know what's coming. But Monty, this is a good idea. I'd like more of this. It's wired for sound in real time.
Yeah, except the reason that people ain't watching baseball doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you got enough access. It has everything to do with the fact that it's baseball. Like, some dudes are out here playing cricket with microphones on. You gonna watch because they got the microphones on? Nah, you don't watch cricket. So that's what it's gonna be. I also don't feel like it's the greatest testament to your sport if people can talk to other people while they're actually
doing it.
Right?
Like,
it's not a super duper endorsement for the excitement where even the dudes involved got time to talk to us.
Well, you don't need microphones at the Marlins game. You hear what the players are saying. Yes, it's so quiet right there. You know, I mean, the words, they carry all over the place. That's right.
He's right. It echoes, actually. You're whispering and it echoes.
This is a true story. When Charlotte quit on the Hornets back in the day, like the old Hornets, there really was a point where one of the players, I think it was David Wesley, his brother from the fourth row, just said to the bench, "Hey, David, I'll call you after the game." And he turned back and said, "All right."
Do you question if a snacks deserve more playing time?
All right. So, Bomani, I don't think that there is anything in sports that delights you more than in basketball, the jolly jiggly guy. This guy right here, this is, look at him. Look at what we've got happening at Jackson State here.
Everybody loves a chubby baller. I see you there, Clump.
He is a team manager.
Here we go. Whop!
Yes.
Is it possible that's the only shot he can make? Because that's just what he practices all the time.
Oh, look, he's flexing over here. Look at him. He's flexing.
As well he should. Wait a minute. The game, I didn't realize there was any more game after that.
I thought everyone just left the arena. Everyone was so happy.
At that point, you know, the ball came back. Like, if I play for Pine Bluff, man, somebody got to go dunk on him. Like, this is the level of disrespect that they have inflicted upon you. And, hey, shout out to that dude for making the shot. And I don't mean to disparage Southwestern Athletic Conference basketball, but I've watched it for a long time in my life, and I'm here to tell you, it's possible that Snacks should be getting more minutes. If there's a chance that he should be getting more minutes.
Well, we used to call Dan Snacks, but he never made any baskets.
That's all you got. I made plenty of snacks. Really?
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that might not be intrigued today. See? Oh, no.
It's not. My father has been intrigued every time since 2012. You give us the stuff that's on television, we'll tell you if we're intrigued, and he always will be.
Tonight in the NBA, 76ers and Lakers.
Sure, always interested in watching LeBron James play basketball, and he was not having it the other day. Remember, once upon a time, Pat Riley used to fine his team if they would help another man up. You'd get fined for that if you merely went to an opponent and helped him up off the floor. Now people are saying that LeBron's too chummy with the players. He's not here for that.
Anybody that says that, you know, LeBron, why would he do that while he's playing? It's a show and sign of weakness. You know, he's buddy-buddy with the guys that he's going against. Tell me to kiss my all right? With a smile, too.
All right. I think that was directed at you, Poppy. Bomani, are you intrigued?
I mean, not really, because Embiid and Simmons aren't playing, but how chummy was LeBron with Zion, right? Like, I didn't feel any chumminess going in that direction. He's chummy with dudes that he don't think can affect him. The ones that somebody thinks are, like, nipping at his heels, oh, no, nah, ain't no love for them.
How about you, Poppy? How about you?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Listen, I mean, I'm telling you something. LeGroin got very lucky that Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are not going to be playing tonight. But I tell you one thing. There is another guy that is going to beat the crap out of LeBron. It's that kid, Shake Milton. That guy is going to be a tiger, you know. He scored about 40 points against the Clippers the other night. I'm telling you something. That's going to be a name that you'll never forget. Shake Milton.
By the way, can we all appreciate the magic of the green screen as Poppy has the coolest card ever that has palm trees in it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's amazing.
On TLC, Extreme Cheapskates.
My father has been known to enjoy the saving of a few pennies. He will always go with the cheaper thing, whether it's food or shoes or anything. Let's see what we have here. These people always make us sad.
40-year-old IT worker Michael McSurley spends his time inventing new ways to cut costs. So far, his creations have reduced his monthly spending down to under $1,000.
One little thing, a little discovery that I've made, a way to save on coffee. I enjoy my coffee in the morning. I have made my own little coffee device out of an old sock, a cup, and a twisty tie. So I go over to my water, which I've boiled in a pan that's multi-purpose, and I pour it into the coffee grounds through the sock, and the sock becomes the filter. And then I can serve. I save, you know, dollars a week.
I mean, he does save dollars a week, and he's drinking coffee from a sock. Bomani, are you intrigued?
I would prefer if he just started stealing. Right? Yeah. Like, if it gets to this point, just go ahead and steal, baby. Just be like, yo, I was at the point where I was about to make coffee out of my shoe, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to steal some. Case dismissed.
I turned to a life of crime because I was drinking sock coffee. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Are you kidding me? He's my type of guy. I can't wait to see what he does to his toilet paper. You know, probably he uses it one side one day, and then he put it aside, and the following day he uses the other side.
Okay, great.
That's right.
You came up with that idea a little bit too fast to have not done it yourself.
Yes.
Doesn't work well. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
How did that feel, Papa? You feel good? You feel strong?
I feel strong. It's strong like a bull.
Gracias, Poppy. We appreciate you.
Hey, bull.
Yeah, man.
Dan won't let me sit next to him anymore.
Why you got to be like that, Dan?
We've been close enough.